Asada, AKC's.
Total Talk Nonsense.
AKC Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
I'm Scott, and this is episode 22, part 3.
Part 3.
This is our heavy metal episode. Coming at you.
Yeah.
And John, you know, I just took a break when we were on between 2 and 3.
Yeah.
And I went into our laboratory. Would you call it a laboratory?
Laboratory.
And what the hell is that ring around the toilet?
That's scum. That's actually... I don't know.
It's like the most dense ring in the existence of mold ever there ever was in the world. And I think we should get somebody in to analyze that for us. Because, you know, as I'm peeing, I'm trying, there's like little strands that come off.
You're trying to break it off,
right? Yeah, I'm trying to break it. I'm trying to whittle it down.
Trying to whiz the ring.
It keeps getting bigger and bigger. You know, I think if Rod Serling were here, he would want to make a Twilight Zone episode about that.
The Twilight Zone.
The black mold in the toilet that gets bigger and bigger.
The black mold.
And finally encompasses the whole studio of AKC Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott.
Total Talk Nonsense.
And I'm Scott.
I'm John.
And we're here back at you with episode 22, part 3. And what do we got coming up for part 3, John?
Hold on a second.
Check it out. Cool.
Oh, dude, man.
I had to fire up a bomb.
That was like from a three-footer, no doubt.
Graphics.
No doubt, man.
Member?
I member.
Member?
How could I forget?
How do people say member? Do you remember that?
I remember.
Do you remember that?
I always remember that.
So anyway, we were talking about... catapulting the propaganda.
Catapulting the propaganda, which the Bush regime is in full force.
And if you're clicking on this on iTunes, go back and listen to part one and two and enjoy yourself.
Come at you with a three-part episode every week.
Every week.
And getting back to catapulting the propaganda, didn't this MF-er raise the Amber Alert as well?
Oh,
because
yeah.
Because of some New York subway bullshit.
Because
they just happened to intercept a memo the day after he gave his stupid-ass speech.
And, you know, they stopped 11 or 10, 10 or 11 terror attacks.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Bush came out with his speech, and we have to continue on Iraq because it's the war on terror. That's where the focus is. And we've stopped 10 or 11 very serious terrorist attacks.
Yeah.
Now, why the hell didn't we hear about them before President Bush spouted off his stupid-ass speech?
Knows?
You know why? Because he made the whole goddamn thing
That's
up.
Right.
That's why. Fucking chimp. We got a chimp in office. Somebody save us.
Somebody save us.
Somebody from Malta. Come and save
goddamn
us.
Goddamn chimp.
Goddamn it. It's goddamn depressing, but
goddamn,
it's funny.
Goddamn ridiculous.
It's depressing at the same time.
If you send mixed messages.
Mixed messages. Stupid ass.
Well, that's no problemo. Just send the bill to Matt Foley. Caravan down by the river.
I wish you could just shut your big yapper.
Me too.
That's Chris Farley. I love Chris.
Do that too.
Don't you love Chris?
I loved Chris. He's gone.
But he's dead now, so...
Well, whoopsie, break it down!
I have, like, the best of Chris Far... Are you throwing shit at me again?
No.
What is your deal, man?
I didn't.
You're always... You notice I noticed,
tried to throw it in the fucking garbage. I was a little short.
You were talking about pissing earlier?
I was.
I pissed earlier, too. And my piss smells like garlic.
Why is that?
I don't know. I must have had some garlic yesterday. Garlic. Actually, today, the wife made me some tasty pork chops, and I drenched them in Tabasco sauce.
I don't eat Tabasco.
You don't?
No.
What's wrong with you, man? What do you eat?
I'm queer.
Bland eater.
Yeah, I eat bland shit. I eat shit that queers eat. and they get all excited about. That's what I eat.
That's fan-fucking-tastic, man.
Fucking A, man.
That's great.
Fucking
funny,
A.
Funny queer.
Well, John, I got the top 10 list of what podcasters should not do. Are you interested in that? Because we are podcasters, you and I.
Absolutely.
We are broad podcasters.
Broadcast
podders. Podcasters.
Yeah.
And we call it a P-cast, okay?
Why
it's
are
a
you
P-cast.
Talking now? Why are you tongue-tied?
Number one. One should avoid pronouncing Urim or as much as possible. I believe that this is the most popular tip of them all.
Really?
A lot of people knew this, but just can't seem to avoid it.
I love saying Urim. Don't tell me what to fucking say. I'll say what I want.
We don't do a lot of that, I don't think. Do we?
Oh, you made fun of the whole like thing.
Like I can't stand people who say that. Like this.
You're
like
so
that.
Goddamn perfect.
Well, I don't say people fucking
that
like.
I hate people that say picture. I got a nice picture hanging on the wall.
Yeah.
A picture?
Yeah, it's a picture that I
put. How do you frame a goddamn glass container?
I tell you how. You put a big nail in, okay? And then you put the handle of the picture over the nail. There you have it. Fuck face. Number two, when it comes to more than one person doing the podcast, like you and I, John, that's two of us, take turns to speak. Don't.
What do you mean?
Two.
What are you talking about? Why can't I talk when you're
stuck
talking?
This causes a tremendous amount of stress and headache on the listeners. Plus, we don't get what you're trying to say. This guy's a pussy who wrote this. Number three, if a person is on the line using Skype, which we don't use, but we're going to use something like that, please make sure that the sound quality of the caller is clear.
What's your fucking point?
Number four, quoting a person's line can be very helpful. If trying to report using another person's line, please, by all means, use the phrase, quote, and when finished,
oh
say,
my God.
Hold it, when finished, say, close quote. No, we don't do that. You know why? Because we do fabulous impressions here.
Who the fuck came up with
total
that?
Talk nonsense.
Here, I got an impression for you.
All right.
Why didn't I do this before?
I didn't even
read this. You didn't tell me to do it.
Read it!
Travolta and Preston suggest a silent burf.
Burf. What are you, African-American?
Yo, man, it's my birthday.
My burf. Don't
Travolta and Preston suggest a silent burf to Katie.
What does that mean? A silent burf.
Scientology couple John Travolta and Kelly Preston are urging Katie Holmes to have a silent burf when she delivers fiancé Tom Cruise's baby next year and follow the church's strict doctrines.
See, this is what I'm talking about. Katie Holmes doesn't have any idea what she got herself into, and now it's all coming to her, and she'll be divorced within a freaking year.
Scientologists believe children should be brought into the world without any fuss and be allowed to quietly get used to their surroundings. That means no music, no chatting, and no expressions of pain from the mother, Preston explains. But actually, I'm going to read it as Barbarino. I can't do it.
Hold it. You're supposed to say, when you start, you're supposed to say quote, and when you're done, you're supposed to say close quote, according to this.
Mr. Connor, this is Barbarino. Barbarino said that. I don't know
quote,
how to do it.
Quote.
It's been a long time. I can't do it.
Come on, man. You can do it.
Let me think. Okay. This been... I can't even think of how he does it.
Come on, man.
How's it go?
How the hell should I know?
Barbarino.
Barbarino.
Quote, it's just because everything in the moments of pain is really recurring.
You suck, man.
I know. I have to listen to it. I can't get into character, man.
I think Phil had the same problem last podcast.
It's just because everything in moments of pain is really recorded as you want to have that, the birth, peaceful
birth.
And clear of sort of suggestions or different words that can affect them babies in their future.
Right.
Barbarino.
Any unsolicited body thetans to enter the womb is Kate Holmes.
But
Kate,
you know,
Kate
Tony
Cruz
Danza
is giving the birth.
He slams Cruz, Tony Danza.
You got a good Tony Danza impression?
No.
Okay.
Former Taxi star Tony Danza is far from impressed with Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes's baby news.
As
because
John and Scott are.
Because they're having a child out of wedlock. The Hollywood.
What if they get married before the kid's born?
I don't know. The Hollywood couple who became engaged in June after 2 months of dating announced they're expecting their first child together on Wednesday. They're expecting it to be born on Wednesday. Danza is bemused by Cruz's behavior and believes his recent attack on Brooke Shields' decision to take medication for her postpartum depression was hypocritical, considering the Mission Impossible star is now living his own life with questionable morality. The talk show host says, "I'm a little, upset about this. Here's a guy out there lecturing people about drugs, but out of wedlock births don't seem to bother him. He's never appearing on my show, so it doesn't matter," he adds.
Close quote.
Quote, "I'm happy for them, but we're going to send them to Maury Povich's show for a DNA test."
Close quote. All right, yeah.
You
well,
know,
Tom
I used
Cruise
to be able to do good voices.
Man.
I can't do voices.
You can.
Anymore.
Just tell yourself you can. PMA,
I can.
Man. Positive mental attitude. All right, getting back to the top 10. We went through number one. Don't pronounce umans and ers. When it comes to more one person, take turns to speak. Number three, if you're using Skype, make sure the line is sound quality of the caller is clear. Number four, quoting a person's line, you got to say quote and close quote when you're done.
Fuck that.
Number five, imitating to be someone he or she isn't is just plain unprofessional, John. There is this podcast that I listen to, and the listeners were told that there's going to be a special guest calling in.
Oh.
When the guest speaks, we could just tell that it wasn't the real guest. That was stupid and totally turned
me
off.
So kind of like what Man Cow does.
Well, I would think it was something that we would do.
Oh.
But no, Man Queer is famous for that. Number six, the sound quality of the podcast determines if you are going to be many listeners or none. For example, do not speak too loudly or too high into the microphone. Which
what? What are you talking about? You mean you can't do it like this?
None of the podcasts that I've listened to so far have had this problem. There's a feature called Normalize in most audio editors, which is very helpful for this. Number seven, an enthusiastic voice helps to get the listeners excited, especially during the introduction. I think that it's important because listeners of podcasts can almost resemble as to reading an essay. If you don't get a good introduction, you probably want to switch to the other podcast. Same story goes with the closing to give little listeners a good impression, John. I'm so excited.
Oh, my God.
Number eight. It's okay to make jokes, just don't overdo it by adding some sound or music trying to imitate the impression of someone other that you're making fun
of. So this guy farted, and it was really
on
funny.
On the show for the minute, of
and
course.
Then,
one has to decide between the good and the bad jokes, John.
Oh, my God.
Number nine, too much obscenity just fucking ticks me fucking off. The whole goddamn fucking point of doing the fucking podcast is to fucking provide goddamn fucking information to listeners and let them fucking know your thoughts with the constant fuck word being used all the time. It makes me fucking feel that the hosts seem fucking wanted to dominate the fucking whole goddamn fucking story with fucking desperate to get their fucking points across to the fucking goddamn fuck listeners. All right. Number 10.
What are you saying?
Podcasts should keep the length to less than 1 hour, John, unless it is such an interesting podcast that involves five or more people on the show. All right, so if you have five or 50 people on the show, make it more than an hour so we can hear all that
that's great.
Babbling, rambling
that's
bullshit.
Genius. I just got to say one thing.
Having two persons...
We're on a mission from God.
That was George W. Having two persons doing a podcast for 1 hour can really get boring, John. And it gives me the temptation to switch to a different podcast where I can listen to some faggots boofing each other after 30 minutes. All right, so then... I don't know where I got this, but somebody responded. And they added their points as well.
They did.
Yes. They said, take turns to speak sounds uninspired.
Yeah,
so
right.
So they're criticizing.
Yeah, no.
A more interesting approach, but keeping in the spirit of the tip, is for the second speaker to continue speaking or overtalk.
I'd like to give this guy a couple of these.
The other person's speech, a sentence breaks. Or prior to the last word of the two sentences. This takes really good listening skills to start judging when a sentence will be ending.
Huh?
It's doable.
What are you talking?
Hey, English
what
or
about
any language has predictable structure.
And
it keeps the listener engaged and interested.
Nurse, Mr. Stewart has apparently pooped his pants.
Now, this person also contradicts the quote. Remember I said, quote, close quote.
Yeah.
Quoting a person's line can be done with a quarter-second pause in speech, a change in the timbre and voice, or several other ways. I wonder what
is
other ways.
Is it a podcast or a douche cast?
I think it's a douche cast. But then, now we're out of the criticisms. We're just at people's responding to this blog or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah.
Here's one from Advent. Dignation. No, it's from Ryan. I'm sorry. Dignation should really pay attention to number 2 and 8, which who the hell knows what number 2 and 8. It's gotten to the point I can hardly listen anymore. Kevin Rose I like, but the other guy is so annoying it's unbelievable. He butts in constantly and they last so much it's hard to pick out any news whatsoever. And that's the same goddamn criticism I have.
That's right.
Ryan. Oh, that's awesome. That's fucking awesome. Hey, stop laughing. I want to talk now. Because I'm Alex Albrecht, and I'm a fag. But I pretend that I have a girlfriend.
What? What are you talking about?
Here's one, and this we brought... We broke this one last podcast. If you do get interrupted, for example, by a cell phone call,
yep.
Pause the recording. There is no need to record everything that happens during your recording unless it's irrelevant to the podcast, which it usually isn't, you cocksucker fuckwad.
Hey, I got a lot of feedback that it was pretty funny.
I thought it was funny, too. Now, these are just a blog I'm reading. That's just not my personal opinion.
I'm just saying. I'm not judging. I'm just saying.
Hey, I'm sorry. Oh, here's number 13. Don't apologize constantly about the lack of length, frequency of updates, technical problems, inform the listener.
13? Wait a minute. You said top 10.
Don't supplicate to them.
Supplicate?
Well, this guy's appending the top 10. Here's one for you, John. Don't use the machine you are recording on as your web browser. Information repository outliner. Much fewer technical problems. You machine is devoted to a little as possible except recording.
What was fuff fuff?
I don't know. It's fuff fuff. Number 15. A corollary to 14. Prepare your subject matter. It wouldn't kill nearly all of the podcasters I listen to print off web pages, articles, and emails, run through them with a highlighter before they start. Why do I have to sit listening to some dude umming and erring while they surf to a page and scan through it?
That's me.
All right, so there's some podcasting things to do if you're a new to podcasting.
Well,
John and I are not. We are professionals.
Yeah, that's right. And we break every single goddamn
every
rule.
Every one of them.
And
except we're not professionals. We've never gotten paid yet.
That's right.
We've gotten oral favors.
That's right. You can download our show for free.
For free, folks.
The only thing you will have to pay for is when we link to the T-shirts, coffee mugs, and thongs.
Yeah, and all that crap that Bill O'Reilly sells. We're going to sell the same goddamn
sell
thing.
The same shit.
It's going to be hot.
But it won't say Bill O'Reilly.
No.
It'll say Total Talk Nonsense.
Yes.
With our logo.
Our logo.
Our logo. So, That's great, Scott. That's some good stuff, man.
Are we in part three?
Yes, we are.
Oh, man, I got the hiccups. That's cool.
I just got some quick hits right here. You need to be paranoid. You need not be paranoid to fear RFID. And RFID is radio frequency identification. You have that when you drive through the toll booth.
Right.
And you wave your little wand at the McDonald's, or you can wave it at the mobile speed pass, that kind of stuff. And also, whenever you go to a store and you buy something like at Best Buy and stuff, and they rub it on that little magnetic strip, mm-hmm. so that the alarm doesn't go off when you go outside, mm-hmm. that's the RFID. But here it says it's one of the cutest.
Says cutest?
It just says.
Only fags.
It's one of the
cutest.
Those cute IBM Corp TV commercials, the ones that feature the ever-present help desk. This time, the desk appears smack in the middle of the highway, blocking the path of a big rig. "What are you blocking the road for?" the driver asks. "Because you're going the wrong way," replies the cheerful help desk lady. "Your cargo told me so." It seems the cartons inside the truck contained IBM technology that alerted the company when the driver made a wrong turn.
That's hot.
It's clever, all right, and creepy, because the technology needn't be applied only to cases of beer. The trackers could be attached to every can of beer in the case and allow marketers to track the boozing habits of the purchasers. Or if the cargo is clothing. Those little trackers could have been stitched inside every last sweater. Then some high-tech busybody could keep those wearing them under surveillance.
That's hot.
A Boston Globe article. Japanese music industry calls for an iPod tax. Tokyo in the United States, recording labels want a bigger slice of Apple's success in digital music by seeking higher prices on downloaded songs. Japan's music industry has a different idea, putting fees on iPods. The industry has asked the Japanese government to change. What the fuck is wrong with me? I am retarded. Wait, let me get a sound thing here for myself.
Do you suck dicks?
Yeah. Wait, I need a retard one. Huh?
You two donkey dicks couldn't get laid in a
realization
park.
Is the first donkey step, dick. John. I'm rooting for you.
Where was I? The industry has asked the Japanese government to charge a royalty to be added to the retail price of portable digital music players like Apple's iPod, which has been explosively popular here. Money earned from the fee, likely to be 2% to 5% of the retail price, would go to recording companies, songwriters, and artists as compensation for lost revenue from home copying.
Why does Apple have to pay that fucking money?
No. Apple doesn't pay it. You and I pay it.
Why do we have to pay that fucking money? If I'm a law-fucking-abiding citizen, why do I have to pay money for some scumbags who copy and cheat these a-holes out of their artistic license.
Absolutely. That's a good...
Goddamn ridiculous, John.
Goddamn ridiculous.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Japanese. They were stupid for bombing Pearl Harbor, and they're stupid again, John.
Erotic Stories website hit, apparently over obscenity. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The FBI raided the home of a controversial erotic stories website owner on Friday.
They didn't mention me, did they?
No. Apparently on charges of obscenity. The website, RedRoseStories.com, posted a notice on its homepage announcing the raid and warning customers that the FBI now has access to all past customer information. Quote,
Mr. Schmooley, I'm
sorry to inform. That's what I was thinking of.
He's in trouble.
Quote, I'm sorry to inform all interested parties that Red Rose Stories is a dead site. End quote. Read a statement posted on the website by operator Rosie. Quote, the FBI has succeeded in closing me down. I am being charged with obscenities and face charges for having posted such stories. Our stories are not protected speech. Please, please be careful out there, end quote.
What were the obscenities?
Well, he is a it's an erotic stories website.
So what?
And they're charging him with that. I know.
And they're shutting him down? That's fucking goddamn ridiculous.
You could check out the article on whynot.com, Y-N-O-T.com.
We'll post that on our web, whynot.com.
It's pretty fucking stupid.
It's fucking frightening, man. For what?
I don't
know. FBI is worried about fucking porn? That's what they're worried about, John? That's pissing me off. Pissing me off. What about Al-Qaeda?
Well, you know, the FBI is blaming Bill Clinton for
yeah, I heard that 11th. Crap, too. Yeah, it's his fault.
Because he was sucking dick and it's illegal, so they didn't investigate him, so they didn't have time to investigate September 11th.
Yeah, they had to put all their agents on Bill getting a blowjob in the Oval Office, so they couldn't fucking investigate Islam's Al-Qaeda taking flight lessons, learning to take off but not to land. That didn't come across their radar. But a cum stain on Monica's dress is all over the FBI. That's great.
Devil with the blue dress, blue dress, blue dress. Devil with the blue dress on.
Blue dress and a cum stain on.
Yeah. I just want to say to Monica.
Put your ass.
Where?
Suck my cock right off your face. Put your ass. Suck my cock right off your face. Put your ass. Suck my cock right off your ass.
I mean in liquor.
Oh, that's funny. That's a good one.
Here we go to Cecil.
Cecil,
I was kind of interested in the subject. How does a person go about getting the title of Esquire? Become either a lawyer or a son of a British nobleman, the online dictionary says. Esquire, Middle English from Middle French Esquire, Squire. From late Latin, Sucterius. Scutarius.
Terius is Latin for dick, so Sucterius, oh, yeah.
Scutarius.
Sucterius.
So basically it says that first appearance, 15th century, a member of the English gentry ranking below a knight. A candidate for knighthood serving as shield bearer and attendant to a knight. Used as a title of courtesy, usually placed in its abbreviated form after the surname, the archaic a landed proprietor. So now you might ask, what allows one to use this title? Is there a ceremony? Is it conferred by a university? Is it just some affectation that snob-nosed folks
affectation?
Use?
Affectation?
Affectation, yes.
That was awesome.
I stand corrected. Can I be Joe Blow Esquire? Just because I like the ring to it? Or do I need to get authorization? And if so, from what? From where? The answer is that any snob in the world, or at least in the U.S., can use the title. In fact, Squire is a
So wait a minute. We could be John and Scott
That's
Esquire?
That's right. That's why I'm getting to that. I want to be John and Scott Esquire of AKC Total Dog Nonsense. So from now on, this is the ceremony that says that we are now John and Scott Esquire.
And if you're a guest on the show, we'll make you an Esquire, too.
We are John and
Scott. That's incentive to be a guest.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are proud to announce John and Scott Esquire of Total Talk Nonsense.
Thank you, John.
What was the other one here from Cecil? Why do men have nipples? And this is old. This is from 1979. The email was dear
that was
Cecil.
The longest "the" I've ever heard.
Dear Cecil, as I understand it, the appendix at one time assisted in our digestion. Today it is useless. Our wisdom teeth, I have learned, helped our ancestors chew tough herbs and raw meat. Today, they are a nuisance. But there is a biological third biological mystery for which I have no answer. So please explain, Cease. Why do males have nipples? This is from Susan in Los Angeles. Dear Susan, to tell you the truth, nobody really knows. The best explanation I've been able to find, and frankly it doesn't explain very much, is that nipples aren't a sex-linked characteristic. In other words, nipples are just one of those sexually neutral pieces of equipment, like arms or brains, that humans get regardless of sex. As you may know, every human being gets a unique set of 23 pairs of chromosomes at conception. These fall into two categories. One pair of chromosomes determines the sex. The XX combination means you become female. The XY combination means you become male. The other 22 pairs, the non-sex chromosomes, they're called autosomes, supply what we might call the standard equipment that all humans get. These 22 pairs constitute an all-purpose genetic blueprint that, in effect, is programmed for either maleness or femaleness by the sex chromosomes. The programming is done by the hormones secreted by the sex glands. So I have always wondered, why do we have nipples? And
they can't answer you.
For example, the autosomes give you a voice box, while the sex hormones determine whether it's going to be a deep male voice or a high male female voice.
High male voice. Or a queer.
Similarly.
My name is Parker Stevenson.
Not funny, haha. Funny queer.
I'll tell you why. Can I tell you why?
Yeah, tell me why.
We have nipples. Here's why.
Why is that?
Because it's not determined in the fetus whether you're going to be male or female till the 8th or 10th week. But by then, you've already have the blueprint of being a human, which includes nipples. That's what I'm saying.
That's what you're saying?
So everybody gets nipples. And then if they're going to be boobs or not is determined by your gender, which is determined at a later point.
Well, here you go.
And the gastrotestosterone.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
One interesting consequence of the developmental setup just described is that during the very early stages of fetal life, before the sex hormones have had a chance to do their stuff, all humans are basically bisexual. Among other things, see, that kind of proves almost the theory that homosexuality is genetic.
It's not a theory, it's a fact, John.
Okay.
Who would choose to be homo?
That's true.
Except Tom Cruise.
Allegedly.
Right.
Among other things, you have two sets of primitive plumbing, one male, one female. Only one set develops into a mature urogenital system.
Does that mean cock?
I was wondering, but I don't know. Maybe it means European. European is with your cock. But you retain traces of the other for the rest of your life. It's tempting, therefore, to say that male nipples are yet another vestige of your carefree bisexual youth. Trouble is, male nipples are hardly vestigial. Vestigial. Sound it out.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
All right.
They're full-sized and fully equipped with blood vessels, nerves.
I got quarters.
All
silver dollar ones. What do you got?
I got them too, man.
No doubt.
And all the usual let me sound it out. Appurtenances of functioning organs. Why this should be so, nobody knows. In some other mammals, such as rats and mice, male nipples development is completely suppressed by the male sex hormones. Incidentally, don't start thinking that at one time our human male ancestors must have suckled their young. So far as anybody knows, male lactation has never developed in any mammalian
mammalian. That's similar to
mammaries.
We gotta
call this the drunk segment.
Mammalian and the mammaries.
The mammaries.
Mammaries. Well, you know, John, what I've heard, and I don't know when this, you said in the 70s this was published, first published?
Yeah.
I've heard that in our urethras, is that the tube in our penises? Or can I say cock?
Yeah.
The doorbell. There is a little labia and pussy in the urethra of our penises.
Really?
Because we're all female when we start out. And then the chromosomes take over and they let us grow our huge mammoth in girth and length.
Come on.
Units, lower units. And there you have it. Let me get the door. Hold on. Do we have footsteps? Or just the door opening? Hold on. Let me get the door.
Yeah.
Hey! What's happening? How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Got your mic set up. Just come over here and sit down, Phil. Right there. Sit down. There you go. You got your headphones on?
All right. Is this microphone on? Thank you.
It's on. It's on.
Fabulous. I'm sorry I missed your last podcast. I got tied up. Actually, I literally got tied up. I was tied up. I went to my girlfriend's house, which is somewhat of a brothel.
Nice.
And I was tied up, and then the police came, and they raided the place. So,
excellent.
I was taken away and fingerprinted, and my picture was taken, unfortunately. Hopefully, that won't end up on the web anywhere soon. And I had a long night that night, but fortunately. Unfortunately, my hooer of a girlfriend came by and picked me up and got me out of jail the next evening.
That's fantastic.
But I'm back. I'm here. I'm ready to go tonight to provide AKC Total Talk Nonsense with their news update.
All right. Well, here we go.
And I'm...
your award-winning TTN News, Phil McCracken Whitcomb.
Thank you, John. And may I take a time out and say, what a fabulous job of production that is. Outstanding. I love my introduction. And you know what it makes me think? It makes me think that you really care about me. Is that true? Do you care about me? Because the emotion and the things that you put in that introduction are just fabulous. Well, let me get to the news.
Pardon,
because that's my
me.
Job.
What's your fucking point?
Is there trouble in paradise for Britney Spears and her hubby? The couple has acknowledged rough patches in the early days of their marriage, and it looks like having a baby hasn't helped things. The buzz is that Kevin Federline, who walked out on his pregnant girlfriend and child-to-be with Spears, isn't taking too well to the fatherhood this time around either. Since Spears brought home little Cletus Preston, his dad has been a real brat, hitting golf balls, partying and chatting on the phone until well into the night, an insider tells Life and Style Weekly. Spears has reportedly complained that she's raising two kids now, close quote. J.K. Rowling's rival delivers speech to school, calls Harry Potter gay. Hilarity ensues. Reverend Graham Taylor, who penned the novel Shadowmancer, which, like the tales of the famous boy wizard created by J.K. Rowling, centers on witchcraft and battling evil, got his marching orders after teachers accused him of homophobia, John. As for Harry Potter, well, he's not the only gay in the village, the former Anglican priest told children in a Pendar school in Truro, referring to the catchphrase from the popular comedy TV show Little Britain. He also described the villains in Rowling's blockbuster series as wimps and called the TV crap compared to the books. Teachers brought Taylor's book talk to the 12-year-olds on Tuesday to a premature end, saying the youngsters had become excitable and asked him to leave. I'm sorry, I'm just so excited to be back, Scott. Alabama haunted house attraction forced to change name from Slag's Insane Asylum to Slag's Unending Nightmare to placate PC police. In related news, zombies now to be referred to as the living impaired, John. Police called a breakup fight between 2 6-year-old boys over a pacifier. This is out of Rhode Island. Normally, a fight between two children over a pacifier might be resolved by their mothers. But in Pawcatucket, the police had to step in. It all started Monday afternoon when a 6-year-old boy dropped a pacifier. Another 6-year-old boy picked up it up and refused to give it back, alleging prompt the first child to deliver a punch. Police said the boy with the pacifier then punched back. Pentagon Police Dante Rashadi said one of the mothers called police saying she wanted the first fight documented because her son had 3 minor scratches on his face and she didn't want the school accusing her of abuse, which they had in the past. Page 2. Well, there's no headline on this story, so I'm going to skip it. Page 2.5. Dude, those are legs of a dismembered body. A woman's headless torso found in Los Angeles appears to be related to two plastic bags of body parts found in Pico Rivera, California. The torso wrapped in garbage bags, was found Monday in a trash receptacle at the Los Angeles Fire Department maintenance facility. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Police said it would take a couple of days to determine if the torso was related to the body parts found Friday by a motorist in Pico. Carlos Guadino said that he was parked his sport utility vehicle when he ran over one of the bags Friday, which felt like a speed bump. Guadino said a friend got out of the SUV to look at what he had hit. He comes up to us and he says, "Dude, those are legs," Guadino said. This is out of South Africa. Teen caught with his pants down having sex with his neighbor's goat. A quasi-natal teenager who was caught having sex with a goat at the weekend was charged with bestiality in order to appear in a Port Shepperstone magistrate's court on Tuesday. Superintendent Zandra Hector said the teenager was caught in the act in the early hours of Sunday morning by the owner of the goat, Thusama Manyama.
Put your ass.
I have to get in my South African accent. Kafa lover. He was caught with his pants down, having sex intercourse with a goat in a corral. Mr. Mania Brandon, the teenager of the neighbors, were called to felony.
Nazi.
Hector said the teenager was handed over to police and was detained by the Port Shepstone police station until his court appearance on Tuesday afternoon. Page 3, John. Clear Channel cries to Congress. Boo-hoo! Says they're hobbled by the law limiting them to 8 radio stations of crap per city. Clear Channel Communications, the world's largest radio broadcaster, called on Congress to erase restrictions on station ownership to help it compete with satellite and internet-based rivals, like AKC's Total Talk Nonsense from John Scott. Congress said it would increase limits to 10 outlets from 8 in markets where 60 or more stations operated and to 12 from 8 in markets where 75 or more stations, Clear Channel CEO Mark Mays said this week in a speech in Washington. Oh, let me get into character. Free radio stations are losing audience to competing media, including Sirius and XM. The internet and electronic devices such as Apple's iPod are also taking listeners away from traditional broadcasts. Boo-hoo-hoo, Mays said. Harassing breastfeeding mothers in Wisconsin could soon cost $200, John. Asking a breastfeeding mother to cover up should cost people in Wisconsin $200. A proposed bill by State Senator Fred Reiser would protect mothers who breastfed in public from being harassed. Under Wisconsin law, it's perfectly legal for a woman to breastfeed her child in a public place. But while the state law may be behind the mother, the public isn't always behind the law. Madison television station Whisk reported. Michelle Morgan said she has run into problems trying to breastfeed her son Ian in public. A woman basically said to me that I should probably go somewhere else or make sure I stay covered up, said Morgan. It made me pretty angry.
Angry.
This is out of New Mexico. New Mexico is the dumbest state in 3 years in a row. Florida demands a recount. States ranked smartest to dumbest. The smartest state in the union for the second consecutive year is Massachusetts. The dumbest for the third year in a row is New Mexico. These are findings of the Educational State Rankings, a survey by Morgan Quintino Press on hundreds of public school systems in all 50 states. States were graded on a variety of factors based on how they compared in the national average, the size of the male genitals cockatalia. These included such positive and rarity factors as the per pupil expenditures, public high school graduation grades, average class size, students' reading and math proficiency, and pupil-teacher ratios.
Are you telling me that this sucker is nuclear?
States received negative points for high dropout rates and physical violence. Would you like to know where Illinois comes in ranking?
Yeah,
all right,
sure.
Let me go through the top 10 very quickly. Because I'm AKC Total Talk Nonsense. I'm Phil McCracken. We come. Oh. Number 1, Massachusetts. 2, Connecticut, Vermont, New Jersey, Wisconsin, New York, Minnesota, Iowa, Pennsylvania, Montana. All right, now Illinois, I couldn't even get, I'd have to go all the way to number 24 for Illinois. Number 24. Right in the middle of the pack, John and Scott. 24.
Is that good?
That's good.
Okay.
Woman couldn't find her 15-pound cat. Apparently, the 12-foot-long python in her backyard didn't have the same problem, John. This is out of Florida. Alita Rodriguez of Miami Gardens had been looking for her one-year-old Siamese cat for 2 days when her son pointed out the bulging Burmese python slithering in her backyard. Experts say the bulge in the 12-foot snake is probably the missing 15-pound cat. Rodriguez got the cat last year as a post-hurricane gift. She named the cat Francis after the storm.
Ooh.
Page four. Oh, I'm sorry. The snake was spotted on Rodriguez's backyard.
Is this the last story?
Experts with the Miami-Dade Fire Rescue Atavivin Unit said Francis wouldn't have stood a chance against the large predator. No, page four. I got one, two, three stories left. Four stories left.
Holy shit.
Math teacher frustrated by her meager salary operates as a hooker during off time. Guess she really wanted to teach phys ed. After school special, Dawn taught math by day, but after the final bell had rung, it was phys ed all the way. And I guess I didn't print out the rest of that story. All right, this one's out of Montreal. Frustrated by her meager salary. Oh, no, it's the same story. There we go. Here's the detail. Using the pseudonym Dawn, the 29-year-old who recently retired from teaching, sold her sexual services by night and taught high school math by day. For years, Dawn divided her time between classrooms and hotel rooms without her colleagues' knowledge. The woman told Sun Media that her teacher salary wasn't enough. The first-year teacher earns $35,000 a year, but will wind up ending around with $24,000 after taxes. The woman, who agreed to share her story, provided her identity not be revealed, said she stumbled into her secret second career while looking through ads. Teaching, quote, wasn't stimulating enough for me, close quote, she said. Police arrest man after strips naked in a museum and declares himself an exhibit. A man stripped off naked and declared himself a guest exhibit at one of Germany's most respected museums. The incident happened during an exhibition and antique pictures of Jesus Christ at the Wallraf Richard Museum in Cologne. According to visitors in the museum, Walter Hummefeller, 58, suddenly removed his clothes and climbed onto a table next to one of the pictures. The police were called, and when the woman arrived, the man was still standing in the same position. He was arrested and charged with exhibitionism and breach of the peace. All right, this is my last story, John.
Thank God.
Lindsay Lohan, doll to be available this Christmas.
Awesome!
Smash Mercedes and alcoholic father doll to be sold separately. And I'm Phil McCracken Whitcomb with AKC's Total Talk Nonsense.
All right. Thanks, Phil.
Thanks, man.
Another fabulous report.
Right on the mark.
And before we go, I want to just say one thing here that I read today that I thought was fantastic, because I've been feeling a little stressed out lately. So, and this kind of made me laugh. The next time you're having a bad day, imagine this. You're a Siamese twin. Your brother attached at your shoulder is gay. You're not. He has a date coming over tonight. You only have one ass.
That's brutal, man. Phil, do you know how that feels?
I'd rather not comment on that. No comment.
Not funny, ha-ha, funny, queer.
All right, well, that concludes Podcast 22 with...
Episode 22, Part 3.
Part 3 with John and Scott.
AKC Total Talk Nonsense.
And make sure you vote for us on PodcastAlley.com. And send us some emails at ttn@totaltalknonsense.com. And thanks for listening. Really appreciate it. And we'll be getting those T-shirts and coffee mugs and thongs and all that stuff ready within a week or so.
And even though we haven't made the forum a part of our show, because I keep forgetting to print stuff off, participate in our forum, because we'd like to make the forum a part of our show.
Yeah, just go
ahead. And King Headley. King Headley?
Headley.
69. Keep those comments coming. Even though the one about licking me really kind of grossed me out in a big way.
Well, maybe he was like talking about grooming.
I don't know. I posted a comment to you. I said, hey, John, you're hot, or something like that. And then the next one was, hey, Scott, from King Heedley 69. I kind of want to lick you. And that was, you know, I opened the forum up at like midnight, and I saw that. I kind of want to lick you. And it gave me the goosebumps, man. It gave me the willies.
You
so
look King behind
Heedley,
you,
man,
right?
Back off, okay? Back off, man. King Heedley 69.
All right, well, we're John and Scott with AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. I'm John.
I'm Scott.
And we're out of here.
Later.
You're listening to John and Scott on AKC's Total Talk Nonsense.